You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. And this is episode 8. Today, we're talking about your confident TV talk show persona already exists. Now go find it using the shortcut. Welcome to the show. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority, a podcast expert, and producer of almost 14,000 podcasts.
Wow. And I'm Declan O'Segara, a TV producer and international TV talk show host. My TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we're your hosts for this 13-week journey. And remember, you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, you can contact us at tvtalkshowformula.info.
Too easy.
Too easy. Yes. We got you covered.
Yeah. How do we want to set this one up today?
Well, we have a great quote from the amazing Alicia Keys. And she says, everything you want to be, you already are. You're simply on the path to discovering it.
That is so juicy.
I can like visualize seeing her saying this too.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You're on the path to discovering it.
I know. Well, you're going to want to listen to this episode because we're going to deep dive into it. And why is this important? Because becoming you want to become a person worth watching because you're producing TV talk shows, regardless of what you think about yourself or your abilities. You want to keep on producing. And guess what? Your abilities, as we've been talking about in these last three segments of this week, your abilities are being hindered by somebody else's voice, by somebody else's pot roast. And, I believe that we were all born with this huge light shining within us. And then over the years, I saw this, I'm going off script a little bit here, but I saw this movie once called Finding Joe, and it's about the hero's journey. And they talked about Buddha, the golden statue of the Buddha was one of the metaphors. And there were the marauding, the raiders coming. And so they covered this golden statue with this concrete. And then over the years, people forgot about it. And then one day it started chipping off and somebody saw and that when they chipped it off, then the golden Buddha was allowed to shine again. And that's really, I think, what happens to us.
Yeah. I love that. I know that story. Yes. That's such a great way to describe this. Yeah. As we go through life and we, again, going back to our previous discussions, and if you didn't hear those, go listen to the last couple of episodes because we talk a lot about this. We allow life. Things people say to us, these experiences and the stories we make up about these experiences to be kind of like create a film over us. Or I like this, it's like layers of cement. And then that light of who we really are gets more and more dim. So.
But it only gets dim to people who are seeing it on the outside. In the inside, you're still the golden Buddha.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, that's changed a really good within point. You. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it just reminded me of these commercials from when I was a kid. It was like a weight loss clinic or something, and there was like the skinny person who's dying to come out of you, right? Like this healthier, fit version of you. It's like the same type of thing. Who you are at your core doesn't change.
Correct.
Never. It's not changeable. It's eternal. This light being. I loved how you started that. But it can seem like it's been dimmed. Right. And once you remember that that's not the truth, that it is bright as ever, that gives you a lot of power to bust out of that concrete shell.
Yeah. And that's really what we're talking about when we say that your confident TV talk show persona is already there. Yeah. You just need to chip away at the concrete to let it come out.
Yes. It's also like the Michelangelo. The story about. We don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard the story, right? About how, I guess he was asked how he created the David.
Mm-hmm.
and the Statue of David. And he said what David was always in there, it was just my job to chip away all that wasn't, right?
Right. To find the beauty within that slab of marble, because it's right there. It's already there.
Right.
And so as we're talking about this, there's this thing called the theater of the mind. If you've ever gone into your mind's eye, or if you've ever been able to kind of see things playing out in your head, a lot of times we do this negatively, all of the things that could go wrong. And I tell my coaching clients that your theater is like one of those Grand Regals that has 16 different movie theaters in it, in your mind. And most of the time people sit down at a horror movie or a drama. Yes. But you can get up at any time and go into any theater that you want to go into.
Yes.
And find yourself. And in one of those theaters is your confident TV talk show persona. So absolutely, find that theater and watch and learn from this other you that's there.
I love that. I don't know. Have you ever gone to a movie and decided, this is awful? And
oh, gosh, yes.
Got it. It's like that, right? If we would, or you walk into a restaurant and you're like,
but there's some people that will see like roadkill and they'll look. And even though they're like, they'll look. And,
yes,
and there's these people, there many, many people, I've been guilty of it too, that I'll play it in my head still. The one I don't want to see.
Right. And so what we know is thoughts become things. And that the more that we put focus on something, the more it persists, whatever it is. And this is why it's so important to be conscious and be aware of what you're thinking about. In my world of coaching, I also teach a lot and use visualization and teach people how to use the power of visualization. And which doesn't have to just be that you see something. A lot of times people get a little tripped up because they say, I can't see anything when I close my eyes. That's okay. But you have your other four senses still at play, right? So you might, some people smell, in visualization.
Interesting.
I had a client once and she would know things because she could have these distinct smells show up around her. It was really wild. But you have the sense of touch. You can imagine what something feels like, what it sounds like, right? And you may or may not see it physically, but you'll the more you play with this tool, and we're going to give you an exercise about this later, you can get better and better at how it works for you. How you play in the theater of your mind.
Yeah, I love that you say that because I'm a kinesthetic learner. So when I visualize, I just feel it. I can kind of see it, but I don't see it. I'm experiencing it.
Yes.
And that's good. That's okay too. You can do it.
Yeah. Same. It's just, yeah, how are you going to know which way you experience, you know, these, let's put it a whole different way. Daydreaming, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like kids do this. We all did it as little kids. And then sometimes we got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Because we were told we shouldn't be daydreaming, you know, at school. And then
get your head out of the clouds. Yeah.
That's like the cement, the layers of cement being put around these innate abilities that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But allow yourself to be like a kid and to just daydream and just think about like how does your TV talk show persona look or act, right? Just like anything else you want to bring into your life. We call this manifestation, right? And or law of attraction. Like it all works on the same thing, is that you are thinking about, imagining having this already in your own life.
Yep.
And then you're programming your subconscious mind this way to have that. Like, oh, this is normal. This is how I am. This is what I have.
Yeah, that all ties in together. This can be a really heavy topic. All eight of these episodes up until now can be new exposure for a lot of people. So we encourage you to subscribe. We invite you to subscribe to the show at tvtalkshowformula.com. And anytime you want direct support from us for your TV talk show, whether it's the chatter in your mind or the technical piece of it, contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info. We talk
know a few things about this.
Yeah. And we talk about what you need to do. What we want you to do is to mimic the confident TV talk show person that you see in your mind and just allow that part of you to show up in the real world. If you have difficulty seeing this other you, this other this other part of you that's covered up, then use the guided meditation, use some kind of guided meditation to walk you through it. And I do have a script that I'll be recording and adding to our show notes. I'll put a link in there for you on how to do some of this guided meditation. But you know, Declan, I come up from a family of musicians, and I would teach my kids to practice without practicing. As a flute player, you can practice on a pencil. As a piano player, you can practice on a table. And that's exactly what we're talking about here is exactly. You'll get better even though you're not actually doing it.
Yes. Like I grew up playing the clarinet and I did the exact same thing. And I'd just be walking around going, right? Your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what you call fake and what's real. So
Right.
Use that. Mm-hmm. So what's the action that we are inviting our dear viewers to take?
Pretend that you are the person you see in your mind movie. How does that version of you speak? How do they dress? How do they think? How do they act? And start moving through your day just like that person until you don't have to practice anymore.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Can I get Beyonce, do you know that she's actually off stage? She's nothing like what you see on stage. Same thing with Lady Gaga. And you can go Google and find these interviews. Tina Turner, same thing. Mm-hmm. They play these characters, right? They step into these personas and very finely crafted, and that they are those people when they're in those modes. But when they're not on stage, so to speak, you know, there's a different version of them that's operating.
Yeah.
And this is a little bit of what we're saying is, but you got to know, how do you see yourself being, so that you can make the impact that you want to make.
That's beautifully said. Because that part of you exists already. It just needs to be uncovered and allowed to shine.
Yes. Just got to tap into it.
Yeah. And so that's wrapping up today's episode number 8. Your confident TV talk show persona already exists. Now go find it using this shortcut that we just shared with you. It's all about the mind movie. Which theater are you playing in? We are also wrapping up our 4-episode week, 2 of 13, Unleash Your Authority, You and Your Inner TV Talk Show Critic. You are better than you think. If you missed any of them, go back and listen. There's episode 5, How to Identify Your Inner TV Talk Show Critic. 6, How to Make Friends with Your Inner TV Talk Show Critic. 7, episode 7, How to Update Your Inner TV Talk Show Critic. And this one, episode 8, Your Confident TV Talk Show Persona Already Exists. I'm Donna Cundy.
And I'm Declan O'Segara, and we thank you for listening.
Yes, we'll be back next week, so keep on coming back. Bye for now.